is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We just talked about the 4-4 overtime tie from Friday night against Minnesota State. Time now to go to our Saturday game where the Huskies had a great crowd, over 3,201 in the building, and they had some great junior hockey games going on during the intermissions. Of course, all kinds of giveaways with the raffles, and of course, the post-game skate with the Huskies was a huge success. But what a game, Coach. One of my favorite games this year so far to watch of Michigan Tech hockey.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Friday maybe wasn't the result we wanted, and when you carry the lead into the third period, you have to make sure you try to finish that game out. But, you know, they're a good hockey team. I mean, they're not going to give up. They're not going to just fade away, and they came back hard on us. So, but before Saturday's game, we brought in all the defensemen, the eight defensemen, and had a real good conversation with them. And really the message was that we feel as a group, this is the, in our opinion, the best defensive core in the country. I mean, as a group. And they don't realize how good they can be. We talked about accountability and holding each other accountable and expectations for that group and just, you know, how they need to play. But realizing how good they are, how they can dominate a game and control a game from the back end. They are that good, Dirk. They are that good. I've been around a long time, and I've had a lot of really good players play in the National Hockey League, defensemen and whatnot. And as a group, I don't know if I've ever been around you know, 7-8 guys as good and that can dominate a game like a college game like this. So that was the message, and I thought going into Saturday's game, between them and Angus, that really set the tone. They set the tone for the outcome of this game.
What about the first period? It was a sluggish start. Maybe more of a great start for Minnesota State in that first period.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously they had won the game before. You're always concerned about when you lose one of those shootout games, even though it goes in as a tie in the overall record. It feels like a loss. I mean, you walk out of there and you don't feel real good, and they got the energy and the excitement after the because of the win. So I was concerned about that. But the other thing, too, is they just killed us on faceoffs the first 10 minutes. And consequently, we're chasing the puck. They win the puck every time. And all they were doing, they weren't making any, you know, rushes or anything like that. They were just dumping it in, shooting the puck into our defensive zone and coming after us, and created some turnovers here or there. And they got some shots, you know, nothing real serious, maybe one. And, you know, until we found our legs, I give them credit. They came out hard after us and didn't allow us to get going. Now, having said that, you know, after that first, you know, 8 minutes or so, I think the shots were 7-2. After that point in the period, they only got one more shot on goal. And that's when the game started to turn. And, you know, we ended up out shooting them in the first period 9-8 after being down and shot 7-2. And we out attempted them, or the attempts were even. But we started to play better. Once we got our legs under us, you know, Angus had to make maybe one or two saves. We started doing better on faceoffs, and we started controlling the puck better in their zone.
I thought the pivotal part of the game, maybe being too early for that, but was the fact that we had kind of turned it around in that second half of the first period. Burks gets that late period penalty, right, and we didn't really give them a whole lot.
No.
We carried that momentum over into the second period.
Well, we did. And it was a good play by Burks. Yeah, I don't know if they gave it. I think it's maybe cross-checking or something like that. But I thought it was a pretty good takeout, just a pin on the boards. But having said that, our penalty killers continue to do a fantastic job. And when you can hold a team like Minnesota State, you know, 0 for the weekend, you've done an excellent job.
Speed kills. Gavin Gould has speed. Up by Gould. Gould got it going on now. Big time speed coming in. Goes wide. Centers it in front. Shot! Scores! What a play by Gavin Gould to the side of the net! And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead. It was Alex Gillies getting his third of the season. He bounced it off the post and in on that great feed by Gavin Gould coming down on the wide side.
Yeah, it was a good play. Dane Burks was doing a nice job out there, but we had a neutral zone turnover, and we hit Gavin with speed as on the end of a power play, and And Gavin just came wide, you know, didn't fool around with the puck. And we're talking to our players all the time about using our speed, especially our outside speed. You don't have to fool around and make all these moves. I mean, just start to drive wide and make their defenseman turn, make any defenseman turn. And Gavin did a real nice job there. And he drove deep and hard, and he really couldn't have a play at the net. So he's a smart player. He's a skilled player. He sees the ice well. And Alex Gillies drove there and found a soft spot in their defense. And Gavin made a real good play to Alex. And I like what Alex did. He didn't dust the puck off, didn't overhandle it, just shot it. Good shot, far side off the post. And obviously a big, big goal in the game.
Huskies go up 1-0. Again, Gavin Gould, the only assist on that goal. Mitch Ranke gets his second career goal on a nice feed by Mike Neville to the offside point at 7:48 of the second period.
And no shot there because Neville was covered well on the play. Huskies in on the forecheck. Backside point. Here's Ranke. He's got a lean. Shot scored! Oh, Mitch Ranke! A seeing eye shot from the point as Nelson, the goaltender, never saw it. The Huskies are up 2-0.
Nelson, the goaltender, never saw it because Reed Sturrows was standing right in front of him.
Well, yeah, and real good play by Mike. We did a real good job as the game wore on, winning a lot more battles along the boards there. And Mike Neville did a fantastic job. The other thing that was open quite a bit was that weak side point. They have a tendency, like most teams, even like us, we just sort of tendency is to overload on the side of the puck, and you leave that weak side defenseman, open, because it's a tough play. You're battling guys in the corner, and you got to try and get your head up, find the puck, and make a read to hit that guy. And Mike did a real nice job. But I thought we did a good job of that all weekend. And Mitch, I didn't get after him, but we talked the night before, and Mitch had some shots blocked. And, I just told him, you just got to get those through, Mitch. You just got to get the puck through. And, lo and behold, in this game, he gets it back there and he shows the poise and patience and creates a little bit of a lane for himself and just takes a good hard wrist shot. And that doesn't go in, though, without the screen. And Reed Sturrows did a nice job of not going in the crease. He was right above it and kept Nelson back as the net. If you notice, Nelson, very aggressive goaltender, really likes coming out of the crease and getting above that blue paint. And with Reed standing where he was, he couldn't get out, and there's no way he could see that. So, big goal. I like it. It's we got some momentum, and I think a minute and a half apart, the goals, and that was huge for us. But we had a good second period. I mean, we hemmed them in their zone quite a bit, and we out-attempted them 28-13 in shots and really gave them only the one good scoring opportunity. And that's the key. I mean, we could have had three or four goals. I thought Nelson played extremely well.
You mentioned Nelson, how he comes out. The night before was a perfect example of how Heinonen had that great opportunity,
right.
And Nelson came way out. Heinonen couldn't make a deke, so he had to shoot, and he had nowhere to go but right in his glove.
Exactly, and that's how he is. And when I say we could have three or four, I meant in the second period. Obviously we got four in the game, but the second period I thought we really played well and played strong and did a lot of really good things.
Angus did make that great save that you're talking about.
Exactly, win it back this time. Ranke able to get there, and a nice play. Falling down and tripped up on the play. Huskies, there's a chance in front. Big save by Redmond. Oh, boy, the Huskies lost Michaelis in front of the goal. He was balled all by himself, and Redmond comes up huge.
Well, what about that, Coach? What happened on that play? It seemed like we had it, right?
We did a good job. Yeah, Mitch does a good play. We're in the corner battling, and we make a real nice, subtle play up to Alex Smith, and he gets tripped. And then we lose possession, and because we had good possession, we're starting to leave the zone, and McMichael, or he's all alone in front of the net. We just lost him a little bit because we thought we're going to be up. We're gone. And, I'll have to look at it. I don't know if a guy tripped him or just inadvertent got a stick in there, and Alex went down and created the change of possession. And then their guy made a nice play, just threw it up all alone, and Michaelis just one-timed it. And Angus, how calm did he look on that?
Yeah,
he just looked like, hey, just another – it looked like a warm-up shot, Dirk, to him. He just blockered it into the corner. Hey, no big deal. But that was a key. Scores 2-0 at the time. That goes in, similar to the night before. Now they get a little bit of momentum. The only way another team really can get a spark, in my opinion, college hockey, is when you get that goal. When you score that goal, or maybe if you kill off a penalty, but when you score a goal, it just gives you that energy and that spark to get things going. And that was a huge moment in the game. Big save by Angus. He didn't have to make a lot of them, but he made the ones he should, where the night before I thought he'd, you know, like to have a couple back.
So we go to the third period. We're leading 2-0. We need that next goal, and we get it. 4:57. Alex Gillies, his second of the game.
Play for us there. You know, we're really moving the puck around. Just couldn't quite find a good look on net.
Beretta will bring it up now for the Huskies for Smith. He'll send it over. Here's a chance in front. A shot!